Parshas Vayechi. So there's a very famous Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. We know that we say this line of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed after reciting the Pasuk of Shema. Va'anan Mai Taima Minan Lei. What is the reason we say this? Where does it come from? Kedidarish Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, as Reish Lakish says to Amar Rav Shimon Reish Lakish. Vayikra Yaakov El Banav. And Yaakov Avinu called to his sons, Vayomer Hasfu Vagidu Lachem. And I need to tell you something. I want everyone's going to come together. And Yaakov's about to give the brachos. And he gathers all the children into his house where he is. And he's on his deathbed. And they know this is their final time with their father. So the Gemara says, what did he want to do? So, Bikesh Yaakov Agalos Levanim Ketayamim. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children what was going to happen in the Mos Mashiach. When his stalka b'man shchina, and the shchina was removed from him, and he lost his ruach hakodesh. Amar, so Yaakov said, Shema chas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi pesul ka'avram, sheitz mimenu yishmal, v'avi yitzlak sheitz mimenu esav. Maybe the reason why my ruach hakodesh was taken away is because I have a child who's not appropriate, and therefore that's why I lost him, and therefore the Mos HaMashiach should not be revealed to them. Just like Avram Avinu had a Yishmal, just like Yitzchak had an Esav, maybe there's something wrong with my children. So Amru Lo Banav. So his children said back to him, no, God forbid, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just like Hashem is one in your heart, Father, so he's also one in ours. We all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no questions here. Everyone believes in Hashem. All of your children are on the right derech. So, Kashem Shem Belibcha Elo Echad, Kach Ein Belibenu Elo Echad. But Oso Shah. So at that moment, Pasach Yaakov Avinu V'yamar, Baruch Shem Kavon Machus Alam V'ed, Baruch Hashem, that you know my children are okay. And he uses this very interesting line that we adopt into our tefillos. Ami Rabbanon. So the rabbi said, Heichin Avinim Ruhu Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. How can we include this in the recitation of Tefillah of Shema? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give it over to Har Sinai, so how can we go and include, you know, a pasuk into the middle of Tefillah? Lo namruhu amru Yaakov hiskinu she omnim osav hashai. But on the other hand, Yaakov did say it, so how can we ignore it that he included it in the Tefillos? So he said, let's make a compromise. We'll say Baruch Shem from Absalom Voed, but we're going to say it quietly. And that is the source of the Gemara when it comes to this idea of saying it in Shema. Now, Rabbeinu Bachim, Mem Tes Tes, the end of the Parsha here, he says that in fact Yaakov said it, Baruch Shem Kamach Salam Voed, and Yaakov said it quietly. And that's why we said it quietly. That's how Rabbeinu Bachya comes with this idea of saying it quietly, because Yaakov even himself said it quietly. Aruch HaShulchan has a different mahalach here in Shulchan Aruch. Aruch HaShulchan says that in the days of Yaakov, so everyone were tzaddikim. And therefore, everyone said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed out loud. And only in the days of Moshe, after the Chet HaEgel, did they have to say it quietly, because they were not on the level to say it out loud. And that kind of relays into the other source for saying Baruch Shem, which is a Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Devarim, Parshas Vestanan, Beis Lamed Vav. Says the Medrash, Rabbanan Amri Amrin, B'shah She'ala Moshe Lamarom, when the time of Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Shama L'malachi Asher Shayu Omrim L'Kadosh Baruch, he heard the angel saying to Hashem, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Voed, this glorious praise that the angels were saying. Moshe Rabbeinu was so inspired, he wanted to bring it down to the Jewish people, the Hobrid of Sal Yisrael, and he brought this very special tefillah down to the Jewish people. The Lama Ein Yisrael Omen Osoba for Hesia. Okay, so why don't we say it out loud? Amar Ravasi, Lama Davar Doma, what is it like? The Echad Shaganim Kuznim Misach Patsim Shalmelech, the person steals a beautiful piece of jewelry from the king, Nasal Al Ishan, and gives it to the wife, Amar La, Altis Katashti, Altis Kashti Ba Bifar Hesia. Here's a beautiful necklace, but don't wear it out of the house. El Besoch Besacha, only wear it in the house because we don't want anyone to know that I stole it from the king. Aval v'yom kippurim, but in Yom Kippur shehein nekayim b'malachi asharis, when we are like the angels on Yom Kippur, as we all know famously, hein omer oso b'far hesya baruch shen kvod machuso li'olam, and we do say it out loud because on Yom Kippur we're like the malachim, and therefore there is not an issue. We are on that level to say it appropriately, and this is what is brought lahalacha. There is actually brought by the Rambam it's actually brought up in the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema Aleph Dalv and in the Shulchan Aruch in Samach Aleph Yud Gimel. However, the question is brought on the Rambam. Because the Rambam, interestingly, when he brings all this to Halacha, he tells you the whole story with Yaakov Avinu. And anyone who's learned any Rambam knows that it's very unlike the Rambam to give any hashkafic background or explanation. The Rambam is lahalacha. He doesn't give you the whole stories about why we do things or tamei mitzvos within the Mishnah Torah itself. In other places he gives tamei mitzvos, but not within the Mishnah Torah itself. And the question is asked by many achronim, why is the Rambam so verbose in telling us the reason from Yaakov Avinu? Tzitz Eliezer has a mahalach in the beginning of Chelek Beis, but also Rosh Sternbach in Shuas V'Hanagos, Gimel Chavav, has a beautiful mahalach in the name of Rav Isra Zalman Meltzer, who says the reason why the Rambam feels the need to tell you about the background is to indicate to you that Baruch Shem Kvod Machzor Levod is not just part of Shema, but it's about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, about accepting the Kadosh Baruch Hu as one. And therefore the Rambam is giving you the geder of the mitzvah. It's not just the background to the story of why we say it, but you need to understand what your kavana is. The whole kavana of saying Baruch Shem is that we are accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. And therefore, that's why it's integral. In order to define the mitzvah, the Rambam must give you the whole story and the whole background of Yaakov Avinu and his sons. The question is asked by the Matan Moshe. The Matan Moshe is one of the, let's call it very early achronim. So the Matan Moshe wants to know, but I don't understand. The whole thing about Yom Kippur doesn't fit with the Gemara Msachim. According to the Gemara Msachim, so who cares if it's Yom Kippur? Who cares? I don't care what date is on the calendar. It's something that wasn't included in the Torah. So how does this all fit together with Yom Kippur and saying it out loud, together with the Gemara Msachim, that says absolutely nothing about Yom Kippur itself? So let's look at the Matan Moshe. He writes here in Siman Tav Tav Samach Ches, V'nira li, Shebechol Hashana Ein Miyachadim Hashem Kulam Bilvav Shalem. Because during the rest of the year, some people might not have the proper kavana in believing in Yichud Hashem, the proper intent regarding their understanding of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'shem Yimatza Echad, perhaps one person in Shul, Sheino Miyachad B'chol Levavo, will not properly relate to the unification of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'nim Sechol Ha'edus Batala, and therefore he's making a false statement about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yichol Ha'edus Shenimsa Behem Karo V'pasol Kol Edus Batala. What's the rule when it comes to giving testimony? If I come with a group of people, even if I come with 100 people, says the Gemara in Machos, if I come with 100 people and we all give testimony together on the same thing as one group, and it turns out that one person in the group is a bad witness, what happens to the 99? They're all thrown out. Karov apostle, if you have one person one apple who spoils the bunch, so everything gets thrown out. So if I have one person in shul who's making a testimony of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but their testimony is faulty, and they don't really have the proper intent regarding Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, it ruins the testimony of everybody else. Therefore, says the Matan Moshe, L'chein tiknu b'chashoy. Therefore, we all say it quietly. Mi she'ein libo shalom yachad es Hashem b'lavavo, as hu shotek v'inu b'chal edus. And therefore, we won't have that one person who doesn't properly believe in Hashem, his public testimony won't ruin it for the rest of the tzibor if everyone was saying it out loud together. If it was one big edus, one big testimony, it would ruin the entire acceptance of the yoke of heaven of the entire group. And therefore, everyone says it quietly, because perhaps maybe there's one person who might spoil it for the rest of the shul. Aval, im yomer b'kol ram az machmas busha al korcho yomer b'fiv b'sfas savalibo bal imo v'hu pasol gomer v'havi kol eidus batzal, which is what we just said. Aval, b'yom kippur im Hashem Eila kulam ke'echad onim v'omim baruch shein kvod ma'achus olam v'od b'chol levavam. Ayom Kippur, everyone gets into it. Everyone comes back to a Kadosh Baruch. Everyone does tshuva. Everyone's close to Hashem. And therefore on that day, there's no worries that a person would say it in the improper way. And therefore, nachal amru b'kol ram. And therefore, it's appropriate to say it out loud in Yom Kippur. Kikol yichud uroi l'omro b'kol ram k'dechasavti l'el simen tuf tuf yud zayin.
Doesn't that imply that Baruch Shem is more important than the Shema Yisrael?
Yeah, so we have to understand what the role is and what the kavana is. We're not going to get into this evening regarding what the kavana is by Baruch Shem Kamas on the web. The Maharal is a piece in the Sivra Avoda, and the Nefesh HaChaim is a piece in Shar Gimel regarding what a person should be thinking when they say Baruch Shem Kamas on the web. But assuming, as you said, let's assume there's something different between Shema and Baruch Shem Kamas on the web. So the point is that the Gemara Masechta means that we can't say it out loud, because Moshe didn't say it, because everyone was not able to have proper Yichud Hashem, a proper declaration of Hashem. That's why Moshe didn't say it out loud. And therefore, we say it quietly. So the Matan Moshe is being mefarish the Gemara Masechta. The reason why Moshe didn't include it is because of this worry that people would not have the proper kavana when it came to making a proper declaration about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Magen Avraham, in by Hilchos Yom Kippur and Tarfei Shetaches, actually does something very interesting. He combines the reasons together. He kind of makes this one interesting explanation. He writes very, very quickly on the top of the second column. He says, "Meaning because of the Siman Samach Aleph, Neimro Lo Amra Moshe. Moshe didn't say it. Kolomar, meaning Shlo Kasva V'Torah. Moshe didn't write it in the Torah. Lahatznia Mipnei Hamalachim." In order to hide it from the angels. So he's combining both reasons. Moshe didn't write it in the Torah. That's the Gemara Masechta. Why? That's the Devarim Rabbah. Because he wanted to hide it from the angels. So the Magen Avraham takes both reasons and puts them together into a single reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not write it in the Torah. And this also explains why we say it out loud on Yom Kippur, even though it's not in the Torah, because it's all simply one reason. And this also fits with a comment of the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz in Chelek Beis Siman Reish Lamed Vav says that Yaakov Avinu heard Baruch Shem Kvod Nachas on the Ed when he was by the ladder, when the Malachim were going up and down. And therefore even Yaakov Avinu heard it from the Malachim. So we see, again, the Tashbetz, the Magen Avraham, put it together. Yaakov knew about Baruch Shem Kol Machzal on Boed even before he was with his sons. It was a Masorah he got from the Malachim. He also heard it from. We didn't need Moshe to steal from the Malachim, because Yaakov already had it from the Malachim as well. And these explanations meld both reasons together. There's Shavis Tshuvas Yachon and Boaz in Chelek Beis Mem Beis. He says that he heard from his father, the Rashbash, and his grandfather, the Rashbats, that there should be a pause in between Baruch and Shem, in order to put it on the right emphasis. Baruch, blessed is, Shem Kavod Malchuso, his glorious name. Not Baruch Hashem, but Baruch on the Shem Kavod. So that's when it comes to how we pronounce it. There's a comment of the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Va'era in Osir Aleph, where he discusses this. The Ben Ish Chai says that even though Baruch Shem Hamachzom Boet is said quietly, you should still be able to hear it. You shouldn't say it so quietly that you're unable to hear it, that it's totally silent. You're just not moving your lips, but you need to hear it yourself, just that the person next to you shouldn't be able to say it. That's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. However, the Chayadim of Avram Danzig wrote many, many things, the Chayadim, the Chachmas Adam, Zichru Toras Moshe, and Hechel Shabbos, all beautiful Sfarim. He was a relative of the Gra, married into the Vilna Gaon's family, so he likes to quote the Vilna Gaon a lot, because it makes him feel like he's part of the family. So the Chayadim wrote a tzava, wrote a will to his children. It is called the Beis Avram. And he tells his children to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed quietly, so it can't be heard. Now I'm a little unclear. Does he mean quietly that even you can't hear it, or does he mean quietly that only somebody else can hear it, but you can hear it? It's not clear from him. However, there is a very interesting pshat, two pshatim from Sternbach in two separate svarim of his, giving two different reasons for why you should say it so quietly that even you cannot hear the words. So the first is in his Tam Vadas. Those are his drashos on the Parsha. And the Tam Vadas in Mem Tes Tes, in this week's Parsha and Parsha's Fayafi. So Rav Sternbach writes as follows. He says, in the name of Rav Huttner, in a comment in the Pachad Yitzchak, that according to the Gra, when you recite Shema Yisrael, you're supposed to have kavana for what? That in the Shem Hashem, when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, what's Hashem? Means that he's Adon HaKol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the entire world, and at the same time, the Shem Havaya, that Hashem was, is, and will be. You're supposed to have both of those meanings in mind when you say Shema. This is the opinion of the Gra. So, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Baruch Shem Kamaf Salam, but out loud, when they said the real Shem Havaya, when they said the proper Yud Hei Vav Hei name of a Kaddish Baruch, and therefore everyone would bow, right, and would say Baruch Shem Kamaf Salam Voed, when they're in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But since we are only having kavana for what Shem Hashem actually is, we're not actually saying the Yud Hei Vav Hei. We're just thinking about that Hashem was, is, and will be. Therefore, we don't say it out loud. We only say it quietly because it has to be. It's corresponding, right? The levels go down. In the Beis HaMikdash, we're actually saying the name, so we say Baruch Shem out loud. But in our minds, when we're only thinking about the Shem Havaya, so we should say it quietly. So it's not as out loud. And therefore, for the same reason, based on the above logic, Rosh Sternbach says that Medina, we should not hear ourselves saying Baruch Shem. Based on this comparison to the Beis HaMikdash, he repeats the same psak that you should not hear it in the Tshuvas Vadagos Chelik Beis Mem Vav, where he says that since we don't want the Malachim to prosecute us, because right, we stole it from them, therefore we should recite it silently. Now, those, I like the drasha, but Lamais, it's very hard to say that you have to say it quietly, you can't hear. I'm not totally convinced, and I think if a person says it, you know, a little bit, that you hear it, I think it's still perfectly fine. The drushas are very nice, but it's hard for me to say that that's halach lamaisa. You have to say it so quietly that no one, that you even yourself cannot hear it. Okay, that's regarding the volume level of saying it. Let's look now at another machlokas. Is it ma'akev? Is it ma'akev to say Baruch Shem? Let's say you skip it, you forgot to say it. Do you have to go back? So there's a comment of the Piskei Riyaz in Brachos Perak Beis Halachadal. He writes here, this is in the second column, on the first page, it's the end of the source. He writes very quickly, he says, V'nire be'inai, shim lo amru, ein machzirin oso. The Piskei Riyaz says that it's not ma'akev. And if let's say you just say Shema Yisrael, and you go straight into Vahavta, he says you don't have to repeat it. And the Piskei Riyaz is decided by the Bach here in the tour. However, the Levush in Samach Gimel Hay says that not only is saying Baruch Shem Kvam Mach Salam Vod Ma'akev, you must have it, you must include it in Shema, but if you don't have Kavana while you're saying it, you have to go back and repeat from the beginning of Shema. That's how Mach Levush is. Says the Levush here in Samach Gimel Hay, he says, Lefichas, Kim Hayakori Pasuk Rishon. If you're reading the first Pasuk, Venenas, the dimdub, and you start to fall asleep. Sheina at Sheina Yachol, the crow, the kavana. You're not reading with kavana. So he says, let's skip down to the third to last line. He says, if you don't have proper kavana, v'nir li shepasuk rishon shehusker b'chozeh inyan kolal gam keni mo baruch sheim kavod malchus lamvad. All the halachos that pertain to saying Shema with proper kavana, and you have to go back and say it again. That's ma'akev, and it's so important. All of that plugs into saying baruch sheim. Shugam kein bechlal kabal samachu shemayim. It's also part of kabal samachu shemayim. B'yeshal kolden pasuk rishon l'nzeh, and all of the rules that apply to saying Shema Yisrael apply as well to Baruch Shem. And therefore, if you don't have kavana for Baruch Shem, says Levush, you'd have to go back and repeat Shema from the beginning. That is quite a that's quite a chumrah, and this is also brought by the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Nid Aleph, and the proof is that the Shulchan Aruch compares Baruch Shem to Shema, and that you're not allowed to make a hefsek in either of them. You can't talk in between either of them. It seems to be that they're on the same level. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Samach Gimel Yud Beis seems to imply that Kavana is Ma'akev. He says, Vim lo kivein bo, gam kein sarach lachzor v'likros b'kavana. You have to go back and read it again. That seems to be in line with the Levush, not the Bach and the Piskei Riyaz, that who say that you don't have to go back. And this is also the Shita of Rav Avi Yosef in Yabi Omer Chelik Vav, or Chaim Tes Beis. And the Gemara in Brachos of Gimel Amar Aleph says that if a person is reading the Torah, let's say you're reading Torah, and now it's time to say Shema, right? You happen to be learning the Psukim in Sefer Devarim of Shema Yisrael, and now it's time, also time to say Shema. So what are you supposed to do, says the Gemara? Just have Kavana that you are saying Shema while you're learning the Psukim, and that will cover you. And what does the Gemara not say, though? The Gemara does not say, oh, and by the way, make sure you say Baruch Shem Hamas on the way. Why, if it's Ma'akev, wouldn't that imply that from the fact that it doesn't say you have to say, that implies that it's not Ma'akev, right? It says you're reading Torah, and you just have Kavanah, and that's enough. It doesn't say, oh, by the way, don't forget to include Baruch Shem. So that would seem to imply it's not Ma'akev. So the Tzlach, here on the Gemara in Brachos, in the Gemara Msachim, and the Panim Yafos, which is the Haflos Perish on Rashi and Parshas Vastanim, both say, no, the Gemara assumes that you'd also say Baruch Shem. No, don't make such a diukim. The Gemara assumes that if you're going to have Kavana, you would have said Baruch Shem for Machsol and Boed, and that would have covered you as well. The Maram Shik, in Mitzvah Tafchaf Alf, the Maram Shik wrote a sefer on the mitzvahs in the Torah that was supposed to be just like the Minchas Chinuch, the famous book of Pilpul and Halacha on the Sefer HaChinuch. And what happened was, when the Maram Shik, Talmud Lechav Sofer, went to publish a sefer, he saw that the Minchas Chinuch was published first. And he opened up the Minchas Chinuch, and he said that the Minchas Chinuch wrote almost everything I wanted to say. He was very, very depressed, because the Minchas Chinuch beat him to it, and he never really published his magnum opus. He published a small sefer about the mitzvos, but he never really, it was supposed to be like on this great level of the Minchas Chinuch, but it never worked out for the Maharam Shik. But we do have another sefer, and the Mitzvah Tafchaf Aleph, and also the Prima Gadim here in Samach Gimel, in Samach Aleph, say, V'yadua debaruch shein kavod machson v'ed v'adai derabanan. It's only a din derabanan to say baruch shein, and this gets us into another question, because if you want to say that it's ma'akev, you're going to tell me that there's a din derabanan, a rabbinic law, is going to be ma'akev and withhold you from performing a Torah commandment? There's a Torah commandment to say Shema. You're going to tell me that there's a rabbinic law to say Baruch Shem Hamachson Vued, and that's going to stop me from fulfilling the Torah commandment? How is that possible? So it's actually a big machlokas we showed him, whether that's possible. There's a Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Aleph says that you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. And if you don't fulfill the Din Darabana, the Rish from the Ran on Sukkah Chav Chesav Aleph say you do fulfill the mitzvah if you don't fulfill the rabbinic part of that mitzvah as well. So that's a machlokas we showed him. So that's not really going to ruin the conversation right here. However, we do have a major contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. We just read a Mishnah Berurah before, in Samach Gimel Yud Beis, it said that if I don't have Kavana for Baruch Shem, then I have to go back and repeat it. Let's look at the comments of the Bir Halach in Samach Aleph. He says as follows, on the bottom of the page, he says, Minayin lanu l'hachmer gam kim ba'amiras Baruch Shem kavod ma'achusel ha'moed t'tiknu v'hosfu rabbanan. We have to be machmir. V'lulei d'mistafina, havamin, I would have thought, even Lavush, who said that you have to go back and repeat it, he doesn't even really think that. The Lavush is only telling you that you have to go back and repeat it as long as you did not start the Ahafta. Meaning, the Bir Halach is telling you, and that he thinks this is the opinion of Lavush, you say Shema Yisrael, and you say Baruch Shem Kamach Salam Bo'ed, but you don't have Kavana. And you realize that before you say the Ahafta, so then you go back. But if I start saying the Ahafta, Sashem Alakacha, then I don't have to go back. In that case, it would make you go back. Only if you didn't start the next Pasuk yet. And that seems to be the understanding here of the Bir Halacha. And this seems to create a stira, because in one place he said it is ma'akev, and another place the Chafetz Chaim says it's not ma'akev. It's not exactly clear how to answer this issue. Rav Adya says that the halacha doesn't follow the spirit halacha, and it follows the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't go back and repeat if you forget Baruch Shem Kamachsol Mavoed, and Rav Moshe has a tshuv in Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei. That's the controversial eighth volume, which at this point is not so controversial, because the ninth volume is much more controversial in the 8th volume. So the 8th volume is, I guess, more accepted now. So in the 8th volume, Rav Moshe says that you should not go back, and you should certainly not interrupt the recitation of Shema to say Baruch Shem Kamach Salam Voed in the middle of Shema. You should certainly not do that. And therefore, it would seem lahalacha that it is not ma'akev, that we do not go back and repeat anything if you forget it. He thinks the whole bir halacha is a big tzarachi, and he doesn't think the Mishnah Berurah makes any sense. There's a piece from Rav Shach, and Rav Shach's Avi Ezri, where he says that Baruch Shem Kol Machsal Avod is only a minhag, and when the Gemara says Hiskinu, that the rabbis establish it, it means that Chazal established that saying Baruch Shem would not be a hefsek in saying Shema Yisrael and Vahafta. And Lamaisa, we don't go back. We don't go back. We don't have Kavana, and that is that.
Is this Mishnah Berurah the whole quote of Mishnah Berurah? Maybe he could agree with the Shart Zion that he wrote.
So yeah.
You only Imlochim and Libo if you didn't start for Hafta.
No. That's the whole Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't say anything else. He doesn't qualify it. That's all he wrote. Okay. The Ben Yishchai in Parsha Seira Os Yud says that if you do repeat it, because you didn't have Kavana, so you should begin with Shema Yisrael again. But again, we don't have to repeat it, so the Ben Yishchai is not going to be Lahalacha. So, next. The Beis Yosef in Simon Samach Aleph brings the Rokeach, who says you have to pause in between Hashem Echad and Baruch. You should pause for a second, that's one, in order to differentiate between the two different types of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the first thing. This is brought by the Ramah as well. However, the Beis Yosef understands from the tour that there should not be a break in between Shema and Baruch Shem, because it's all one Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So you have Machlokes we showed in the Beis Yosef. Should you pause between Shema or should you not? And this is the understanding of the Bir Hagra. And the Prima Gadim says this is the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, that we do not pause in between. You can go straight into one right after the other. There's another proof to the fact that it's not Ma'akev, which is from a Hanhaga of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was known, and all great Briskers were known, to recite the words of Shema with great diktuk, very carefully pronouncing each word, sometimes repeating words, to make sure they said every single pronunciation properly. And it is said in a number of people in the name of the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav was not medakdek when saying Baruch Shem. Implying what? That it's not ma'akev. It was ma'akev, so the Brisker Rav, who knew how to be medakdek in almost everything, he would have been careful about that line. But the fact that he wasn't is an indication that he felt that it was not ma'akev, which again we said is most likely the halacha. The Beis Yosef in Siman Samach Vav says there should not be a hefsek between Shema and Baruch Shem. That's what we hinted to before. Fine, next. Let's get to the question that we really sent out in the email, which is covering the eyes. So there's a comment of the Ben Yishchai in Parshas Va'era, again in Os Vav. He writes as follows, Kodem sheyikra kriya shma, yechaven lekai mitzvas esei shenitzavinu lekra kriya shma, beiz pa'amim bayom, k'ma shekasu v'dibar tabav, fine, you have to say shma, b'shal chokmecha, gav yechaven lekai mitzvas esei, you should have kavana, that you're fulfilling the Torah commandment, to have yichud Hashem, v'yiskra enav, and close your eyes, b'yad yamina, with your right hand, b'pasuk rishon, ad sheyashlem Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Voed, the Ben Yishchai says, that your hand must be over your eyes until you finish saying Baruch Shem. And then he says, V'yesh Sod B'davar. I don't know what the Sod is. Certainly don't know what the Sod is. And I also don't know what the Sod is going on. Is the Sod going on covering your hands with your right eyes? Is it going on also covering them for Baruch Shem? I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. But he seems to say that you should certainly cover your hand, you cover your eyes for Baruch Shem as well. Right? The Gemara in Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that we cover our eyes for Shema in order to have proper kavanah inside by the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch in Samach Ehei. Now, the assumption is that it has the same status. I have a little bit of a sarachian. I'm not saying I'm spying on people during Kriya Shema, but I don't think that's necessarily the Minhag Olam. I have a feeling that most people don't have their hand over their eyes for Baruch Shem. They probably just close their eyes. That seems to be my very weak poll, but tell me if I'm wrong. But I don't think most people cover their eyes for Baruch Shem. So I guess you do whatever you've been doing, and if you want to fulfill the Ben Yishchai, then I'm sure it can't hurt. But and it's certainly not going to be ma'akev. So whatever you've been doing, you should probably keep on doing it. The Kaf HaChaim in Samach HaZayin says that if you're not davening with the tzibur and they're saying Shema, so you should say Shema, and Baruch Shem with your hand covering your eyes for both. Again, that's in line with the Ben Yishchai. It's not a surprise the Kaf HaChaim would line up with the Ben Yishchai, two great Sephardi poskim. But again, I'm not entirely convinced that that is the minhag, that everyone covers their eyes for Baruch Shem. Now, what if you're saying Baruch Shem Kamach Son of the Wed, not in the context of Shema? Does it also have to be silent? There are other places where we say Baruch Shem Kamach Son of the Wed. For example, in Kabbalah Shabbos, by Anu B'Koach, right? In some places, like in a Karbach type Shabbos, they might sing Anu B'Koach, right? And what's the last line of Anu B'Koach? The last line is Baruch Shem Kavod Machzor Moed. Now, do you have to say that quietly or not? Or what about by Yom Kippur Katan? If anyone ever is down in Yom Kippur Katan, they're Makaba Omachu Shemayim, and they say Baruch Shem Kavod Machzor Moed again as well in the context of Shemona Esrei. So the question is, what do we do? What do we do lahalacha in that case? So there is a comment of the Torah Lishma Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. Now I would say it's the Ben Yishchai, but the Torah Lishma is famous in the fact that all of the letters are not signed by the Ben Yishchai, but it's signed by Rabbi Yecheskel Kachali. And the assumption is that it is the Ben Yishchai because if you look at the new editions of Ben Yishchai, they have these very long essays in the beginning of the Torah Lishma to explain why it is the Ben Yishchai. The gematria of Yecheskel Kachali is the same gematria as Yosef Chaim, which was the Ben Yishchai's name. So let's assume for a second it's the Ben Yishchai. So he says, "Venira kol she'eino omra v'mitzvos kriya shema." If you're not saying it in the context of Shema, "Ein sarech lizoher bazel omra balachas." You don't have to say it quietly. You can say the whole thing out loud. Okay? So, it doesn't seem to be a problem. Only when it's attached to Shema. But in all other areas, you are certainly allowed to say it out loud. Okay? That is approach number one in the Torah Lishma. However, the Ben Yishchai in his Od Yosef Chaim, Parshas Va'era, Parshas Miketz, says that even during Anu B'Koach, or a Bracha L'Vatala, we're going to get to a Bracha L'Vatala in a second, but even when you say Baruch Shem by Bracha L'Vatala, even there, you should make sure to say it silently. So you seem to have a stira within the Ben Yishchai of what to do. Does it have to be said out loud or not? So it's not clear. The Tzlach, in the Gemara Masechem here, says that when Baruch Shem is in between Shema and Vahafta, it needs to be said quietly because so there shouldn't be a hefsek in between Shema and Vahafta. That's the approach of the Tzlach. But if it's said on their own, says the Tzlach, so then you don't have to say it quietly because it's not in the context. There's no reason to say it quietly because there's no hefsek. If the whole purpose of saying it quietly is not to break between Shema and Vahafta, so then Say it quietly in that place. But if it's not in that, using that purpose, Anu B'Koach, Yom Kippur Katan, Bracha L'Vatala, so then say it out loud, says the Tzlach, and have a great time. Yeah.
But Yom Kippur, you're saying it out loud.
It's correct. So we gave the explanations. Yom Kippur is different because like the Malachim, and you're right, the Tzlach doesn't fit with the other Hamahalach and the Gemara. 100% correct. So that it follows the Gemara Masechem, not the Medrash. But based on this, there's no problem saying Baruch Shem out loud when we're Makaba, Omachu Shemayim, Yom Kippur Katz, and things like that. However, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach that the Minhag in Kol Torah was they say it quietly when they said it in Yom Kippur Katzan. They did say it quietly, even though it wasn't in the context of proper Kriya Shema. On the other hand, the Chuvas V'Hanagos, Chelek Beis Mem Vav, so Rosh Shlomo quotes the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, that when he wasn't saying in the context of Shema, he would say it out loud. And he says that it only has to be said quietly when it's by Davar Shebekdusha, like Kriya Shema. It's not exactly sure why he calls Kriya Shema Davar Shebekdusha, because we would never say that in any other place. But regardless, he says that when we say it in any other place, it can be said out loud. There is a mahalach I heard once, another mahalach from Rav Asher Weiss. I heard it in the Shir in Eretz Yisrael many, many years ago. So Rav Asher Weiss was talking about Baruch Shem, and he said as follows. He had a chiddush. He said, there's a difference between Shema, the mitzvah, and being mekabel omach l'shamayim. He says that Baruch Shem is part of Shema, and it's not really part of the Torah, but it is part of the conversation that Yaakov had with his sons. And he says that when you're reciting Shema, it's not proper to change the nusach of the Torah. And therefore, Baruch Shem was enacted quietly, because it was the Gzeir of Chazal nonetheless. But, however, in all other cases, you're being Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, and it's not Shema. And to be Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, there's no problem saying it out loud. He says, again, there's Svei Dinim, he wants to say. There's Shema, and there's being Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. By Shema, so you say it quietly. When you're accepting the yoke of heaven, so you can say it out loud. And he quotes the same idea from, he said the same idea from the Briska Rav, and on Yom Kippur, our goal, he says, is to be Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore, we say it out loud, because the whole purpose of Yom Kippur is one giant Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore it's said out loud. And therefore, Rav Asher said that in all other occasions, it can be said out loud, because it's not part of the mitzvah of Shema, and that is most likely the halacha, that in all other cases, certainly it should be said, and can be said out loud, when it comes to Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. Okay, we still have time. Let's move on to the next thing. Let's talk about Baruch Shem by a bracha levatala. Why do we use it by a bracha levatala? That's a Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos. On the second column, says the bracha, says the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav, Amra Fia Bar Var Va Hada Amra Han Denasa Poga Ben Varachala. You have some sort of food, and you made a bracha, Vahu Lo Asa Yada, and you dropped it, and you need to take a different piece of food. So Tzarkum Varacha Alayz Man. So you need to make another bracha, right? You have a cracker, and you pick up the cracker, and it falls on the floor and gets dirty. After you made the bracha before you took a bite, so you need to take another cracker and make another bracha, because that object you made the bracha on is now gone, and therefore it needs a new bracha on the thing that you're going to be holding in your hand. And says the Gemara there, with Tamchun says, Bar Yudin, Sarach Lomar Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed. If you make a bracha levatala, and it turns out the bracha wasn't good, you need to say Baruch Shem afterwards. Shalahazkir Shem Shemayim Levatala. So as not to make a bracha levatala. And this seems to be the Gemara, right? The Gemara in Tzmura says that to say a bracha levatala, to say Shem Hashem, is an aveira. To say it out of context, to use Hashem's name in vain, is an aveira. And therefore, the Tosos and Masachas Bracha says very clearly on Lamed Tesam and Aleph, L'chei Nachal Lomar Ako Bracha Levatala, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed. Whenever you make a bracha levatala, you need to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed afterwards. And the Chazon Ish has a whole mahalach over here in which he discusses in Or HaChaim Kuf Lamed Zayin Vav that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed is understandable when you're simply saying, say you're simply running around saying, you know, Hashem's name, not in the context of a bracha. But if it's in the context of a bracha, asks the Chazon Ish, what's the big deal? I can't be terrible. I'm still praising Hashem. Why do I have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed if I make a bracha levatala? So the Chazon Ish says it must be that making a bracha levatala is on the same level as walking around and just saying Shem Hashem for no reason. It's just as bad. That's the approach of the Chazon Ish. From the Rambam, it appears in Hilchos Brachos Dal Yud that Baruch Shem completely undoes the Aveira. It completely brings it back to zero. It's like there's no Aveira at all. But the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Vavav simply says that it lowers it and doesn't make it as bad. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes Yaakov, explains that if Baruch Shem completely undoes the violation of using Hashem Hashem, so how come in every single case of Suffolk Brachos, why don't we say, well, I have a Suffolk Bracha, let me just make the Bracha, and then I'll say Baruch Shem, and then I will not have had a problem of you saying Hashem's name in vain. That'll get me out of it every single time. So says Rav Yaakov, because from the fact we don't do that, it must indicate that it doesn't completely remove the Aveira of making Bracha Levatala, it just lowers it down one little notch. Two more minutes. The Ma'arachor Zaru and Sim Kuchav Tes says it has to be recited immediately after the brach without a hefsek, and this is also the opinion of the Chai Adam. So if you make a brach of Matala, quickly, Baruch Shem Kvamach Salam Boed, and I saw a fantastic Marimakom from Rabbi Yisrael Taplin, who is the Bochin in Lakewood. So he has a sefer called Orech Yisrael. On page 148, he says the name of Rabbi Cheskel Roth, who's a post, who's a dayan in Brooklyn. Rabbi Cheskel Roth says that since Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah is simply just the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem Kamach Salam Boed, you can also say Yehei Shmei Rabbah to fix a bracha levatala. That is a chiddush atzum, which I find very, very hard to believe. to be correct, because you're missing the idea of Malchus in Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So I'm not exactly sure why that would work, and also I don't know what context you would want to use that in. What benefit would it be? Finally, Halacha L'maisa, the Beis Yosef in Simon Chav Hei brings the Ma'ari ben Chaviv, who says that those who make two brachos on tefillin by reciting on a Shal Rosh, maybe it's a bracha of Atala, because it might not be necessary, according to some Rishonim. That's why we say Baruch Shein Chav Machsel Moed after the second bracha on tefillin. And this is cited by the Raman Chav Hei Hei. However, the Darche Moshe doesn't think it's actually bracha of Atala. The Darche Moshe just says it's L'Ravcha D'Milsa. It's just a nice thing that to make us feel better about ourselves, but it's not really a bracha of Atala to be yotzei kol ha-deos.